The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 8, notice what God has to say. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. God says that day, meaning the very last days of Satan's rule and the end of this age, and the very last days of man going his way, ignoring God. God says he will save his people. He will deliver us from our captors, we that survive the time of Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation. Verse 9, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. This is an end time prophecy for our people today, and you need to perk up your ears and understand this and listen to this, my friend, because it is going to happen. David had been dead for 500 years when Jeremiah penned his book, and God says he's going to raise up David and make David king over all Israel. So that tells us, if nothing else did, that is ample evidence that this is an end time prophecy. We, the United States, are one of those tribes which they were called in the day of David's reign as king over all Israel. He reigned over 12 tribes. Two of them included Judah, that we call Israel today, and the tribe of Benjamin. Now notice what God says in verse 10. Therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Eternal, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. God is speaking to Jacob. All 12 tribes are, as it is today, nations, and certainly Ephraim and Manasseh, the two tribes that Joseph named his name on. This has never happened. Jacob has never lived. Israel has never lived in a time when he wasn't afraid, when no one had made him afraid. God is describing a time when he will deliver his chosen people from our captors, and a time when there will be nothing but peace for his people. This is a time which we have never known. It will come when Jesus Christ returns and establishes the kingdom of God on this earth. And you can take that statement to the bank that Israel, the United States, and the British people, and other Israelitish nations will be in a state of captivity when Christ returns. Jeremiah 30 is a prophecy for the end-time nations of Israel. It tells us of our troubles and what will befall us just before the return of Christ. Jeremiah was inspired to also pen that Christ will deliver us. Yes, there's good news and there's bad news in this chapter. It will take the return of Jesus Christ to deliver us from all the trouble that we have brought upon ourselves. We, the United States, will be in a state of captivity for 3.5 years before Christ comes to save us. Now, I know our nation, and probably you that hear this message, won't believe what God is telling us in this chapter, the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, and many other places in the Bible. And perhaps one reason is we don't want to change our lifestyle. We like living in the pleasures of sin, and that's what has brought us to this point. So we just ignore the Word of God and those preaching and publishing the truth. But nothing changes the Word of God. Jeremiah continues to give us good news and bad news in this chapter. Verse 11, for I am with you, says the Eternal, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. God says he will see to it that his chosen people, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, will not come to the point of annihilation. But God does say he will correct us for our many sins. He will let us know that we aren't as wise as we think we are. Our nation today doesn't understand, as our forefathers did, that it is God that gave us this land and that has blessed us because of the obedience of Abraham. Yes, God has blessed this nation for these many years because he had promised Abraham he would bless his descendants through Isaac and Jacob. God made that promise to Abraham because Abraham obeyed God. We haven't received and held on to this great land and had all of these many material blessings and had the peace that we have had because we have been obedient to God. God has made us another promise, and that is that he will strip us of those birthright blessings because we have persisted in disobeying our God. That is in process today and will continue until we are degraded to a third world status and taken captive unless we repent and cry out to God for his mercy. Now I know we think we are too smart and wise for that to happen. You that will hear these words of warning will perhaps think the same thing, but that won't change the word of God. You should look around and ask yourself, how did we get where we are today? The state of this nation isn't good, my friend, and you don't have to be an educated Philadelphia lawyer to understand that. Look around and see the mess that we are in. You should be wise enough to figure that out, but just in case you can't, I will tell you it is because we have turned our back on our Maker. It is because of our many sins. Yes, it is because of our many sins, just as God has said, that has brought us to this point. I want you to hear that right from the Word of God as we continue in Jeremiah chapter 30. God tells us the same thing in hundreds of other prophecies in his Word. Continuing here in Jeremiah 30, verse 12. For thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. That's where we are today, my friend. Our afflictions right now are incurable, and our wounds are severe, and we don't know what to do to solve our problems at all. Verse 13, there is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. Yes, no one is going to deliver us except God Almighty. God would deliver us now if we would repent and turn to God, rend our hearts and not our garments to our Maker. Verse 14, all your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. God is very plain in telling us why that we are in the state that we're in today, and it is because of the multitude of our sins, and God says because they have continued to increase, and they will continue to increase, because we show no sign as a nation of turning to our God. Our lovers will turn against us, and that means our allies, and you can expect that to happen in days ahead. Verse 15, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Yes, God asks us, why do we groan and moan because of our affliction? He says, you're the one that has brought them on you. God takes credit for this time of correction that he will bring on us because we have sinned so greatly against our God. God asks us a question. He said, why do you complain? Well, you hear a lot of that today, but very few are willing to change their ways, repent, and obey God. Are you? God is pretty smart, much more so than most give him credit for. God told us of many evils and troubles which would befall us in the latter or the end time days, as many as 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. God was inspiring prophets such as Moses and many others to pen the end time events such as the United States of Europe and a resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire, the beast and the false prophet riding herd over many people, as well as a final war in the Middle East, how it will turn out and the troubles that would and are now befalling the United States and the British people. Jeremiah was one of those prophets that penned his book 2,500 years ago. Notice Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 13. Therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. God doesn't take it lightly for his people to be mistreated, even though we have brought it on ourselves. God says that he is going to avenge his people. God says he will punish those that plundered Jacob, God's chosen people. God doesn't take it lightly when someone mistreats his people. They will pay, so says God Almighty. Verse 17, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds," says the Eternal, "because they called you an outcast, saying, 'This is Zion, no one seeks her.'" Yes, God says he's going to heal Israel, and that does mean, and that does include, the United States and the British people. But it will not come until Jesus Christ returns and delivers us from our captivity. After we turn to God, rend our heart in sincere repentance, God says he will heal us of all our wounds, which God says we have no healing medicines for. God would heal our land today if we would rend our heart to our Maker. But we haven't learned our lesson yet. Continuing here in Jeremiah 30, verse 18, "Thus says the Eternal, Behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling place." My friends, he said, "I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents." This will be the second deliverance for Jacob, that he will bring us back from captivity. That is when Christ returns. He says, "Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on its dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palaces shall remain according to its own plan." Speaking of the very end time, when Jesus Christ returns and establishes the kingdom of God on this earth. Verse 19, "Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. Yes, a time of peace is coming for our nation and for this world. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." Verse 20, "Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them." A good time coming for our nation after we learn our lesson. And it's sad, my friend, to think that we won't learn our lesson until we are forced to by being taken captive. "Their noble shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst." That will be a blessing, won't it? Yes, our nobles will be of Israelite descent. "Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God." There is a time just around the corner when we will serve the true God. Jeremiah 30, verse 23 continues here. "Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked." Yes, God is going to rise up and take vengeance one of these days. "The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you will consider it." Jeremiah was inspired to pinpoint the time of his prophecy for Israel's severe trouble and for Israel's deliverance. He says, "In the latter days." I see my time is up, my friend. We'll pick this up in our next program. We hope that you'll keep listening, and we hope that you will take heed to what God is telling us. And we hope that you will consider the state that we are already in as a nation. In the meantime, we invite you to request a couple of booklets that we have. North America Listen, and What Do You Mean? Godly Character. And all you need do to receive those books is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you understand His Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri.